From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, here's Music Depreciation, arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. It's the orchestra, the music of Les Paul, his guitar and trio, and tonight's featured swing stars, Nora Martin and Andre Previn. Your commentator is Reuben Gaines. Come on in. This is Music Depreciation. It says here that it's with the customary delight that we welcome our commentator. It further states that he is an eminent man of learning and culture. It also says here that... But this is ridiculous. Meet your annotator, Dr. Reuben Gaines, master of the symphony and the arpeggio.
Hi, Art.
Welcome to another concert of Music Depreciation. Living, breathing music. As the pull motor is wheeled in, the customary hush descends on the audience. Tonight, music lovers, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall, our esteemed conductor, welcomes such notables as Professor Lesky Paul and his trying trio, together with our guests of the evening, Mademoiselle Norushka Martin and Dr. Andreevich Previn, eminent stars of stage, screen, radio, concert, opera, shower, and back fence. Dr. Duvall opens tonight's series of masterworks with a reading by the Philharmonic of the Maestoso Grosso Menomoso Lullaby of Broadway. You will, of course, recognize this brilliant passage. Describing an inebriated centipede playing himself a game of hopscotch. The motif suddenly changes, and we observe the sad picture of a warrior who grumbles about the rigors of basic training. This is the G-I-Y-Y-Y-Y music. Dr. Duvall. It is with a delight that borders on the edges of paranoiac schizophrenia that we welcome to these halls the gifted Mademoiselle Norushka Martin. a magnificent jewel who appears tonight in a pawn shop setting. It might be interesting to note that the Mademoiselle was once advised against entering a musical career, but we are happy to add that the advice went in one ear and out the other. Mademoiselle brings us first an aria which describes a husband's anniversary surprise titled "He's Home for a Little While." The single movement contains a grim passage in which two skeletons approach each other. The first skeleton thrusts out his hand in friendship and says,
"Hiya, Jackson. Give me some skin."
Then finally, music, which describes a lover gazing wistfully into the eyes of his beloved, but who remains too shy to ask for her hand, so she lovingly gives him the back of it. Here is Mademoiselle Martin.
He's home for a little while. He's mine once again. No need to tell, but it feels simply swell with him close to me, where he's supposed to be. He's home for a little while. I lived for a kiss. I hit the skies when he looks in my eyes, and my knees grow weak with bliss. He's sort of changed. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand I'm forevermore. He's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart for the little while. He's home. He's sort of changed. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand I'm his forevermore. But he's close to my heart for the little while. He's
In a moment, the Philharmonic appears again under the brilliant direction of Dr. Frankenstein Duvall. Incidentally, there is an explanation for the doctor's doleful expression this evening. He is the sole heir of a long-awaited inheritance. It arrived on Meatless Tuesday. 1,000 gallons of steak sauce. The tone poem we hear soon, titled, well, pretty soon, begins with the following bovine complaint. Describing, of course, an ox with rocks in his socks. Finally, the melancholy sight of a Ubangi sitting sadly with his lip in his lap. We see the doctor is with us. That makes one. And here is Pretty Soon. Might take a moment to remark that our permanent guest, Professor Lesky Paul, consented to appear tonight only after considerable persuasion. In the music he is to play, titled East of the Sun, our setting is the desert. A weary and thirsty horse approaches an oasis. He drinks from a spring of water, but it turns out to be an intoxicating beverage. The steed becomes giddy and cavorts. A caravan of Arabs sees the horse's actions and pauses also to drink from the spring. They immediately pitched their tents and stayed where the stewed steed stood. Finally, we see a lonely spinster who enters a restaurant and orders a dinner of rice. The waiter asks genially, "How will you have your rice?" The spinster sadly replies,
"Thrown at me, big boy, thrown at me."
We present Professor Paul.
Thank you.
Dr. Frankenstein Duvall once again assumes the angle and prepares to conduct another work for the Philharmonic. This is mainly music that describes a victory garden in rhythm. There is a rumba among the rhubarbs. The mangoes tangle. The chives jive. The wheat is shouting, "Or eat." The figs jig. And the audience departs with cauliflower ears. The doctor perfected this arrangement while vacationing recently in the ancient village of Boozing on the Sly. Finally, the cuckoo movement. The cuckoo thrusts his head from the clock, and of course, he says,
"Howdy."
The work is... The work is titled Romance. It will take only 3 minutes. With a happiness that might aptly be described as eggs in the beer, that we welcome to this series such a renowned master of the piano as Dr. Andreevich Previn. One of his own compositions is worthy of note in tonight's commentary. He has written a tone poem on the travels of the gallant Viking Leif Erikson. He and his intrepid crew sail the ocean for America. The voyage is perilous and stormy. But at length, after much adventure and hardship, they cross the ocean. Erikson steps proudly from the vessel, plants his feet on dry land, looks about him, and says,
"By golly, we landed in the wrong place, for goodness sake."
"The nearest smorgasbord is in Brooklyn, you know." The final passage is characterized by the wild contortions of a lovely ballet dancer. The dance becomes wilder, more unrestrained. Finally, the dance is literally frenzied. Suddenly, it's discovered there's a hornet in her hairnet. We give you a reading of the maestoso arioso, Blue Heaven by Previn. Tonight's final music is in the form of a concerto for voice and orchestra, featuring Mademoiselle Norushka Martin and the Philharmonic. It is the Larghetto Adagio Holiday for Strings. This music is descriptive of a talented, almost human dog. This remarkable dog we observe first vigorously and actively pitching hay. He dusts the furniture. He milks the cows. He shucks the corn. But the critics agree this passage is ridiculous. Whoever heard of a dog who could shuck corn? It concludes with a naughty little chicken who exasperates his mother with his antics. She tells him sternly,
"If your father could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy."
Mademoiselle Martin enters, meets the conductor, hands him her transfer, and hears the music.
Softly as the song begins, I hear a host of violins. Or can it only be my lonely heart that sings a holiday for strings?
This has been Music Depreciation. Ruben Yegain speaking. Good night, music lovers.
From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, Music Depreciation has presented the arrangements of conductor Frank Duvall for the orchestra, the Les Paul Trio, and tonight's honored guests, Nora Martin and Andre Previn, with commentary by Ruben Gaines. See you next week for another meeting of Music Depreciation. Tony Lofrano speaking. This is Mutual.